And now, introducing to you, the one and only Matthew John Bell. All right, cool. He didn't want me to do that, but, you know, I just kind of... It's kind of the tradition, man, you know? All right. Roll up, crowd.
Check. Okay. Excellent. For those of you who didn't get Michael's joke, that's what my voicemail sounds like. The whatever. Okay. Excellent. Everybody, was there no new people? Is that why nobody stood up? Oh. Is there? Is there anybody who's here for the first time tonight? Okay, good. I mean, no, bad, but whatever. Jess and Mary, you're here. Why don't you come up here? Everybody give Jess and Mary a big hand. Jess and Mary came up to me on Sunday and said, hey, we really want to help out in youth, and we love young people, and we think they're the coolest people in the world, and we're tired of being around old people, and we want to be around young people. And so I said, sweet, come join us. And so they're going to be helping us out from now on as, yeah. Give a, yeah. So you want to say anything? Or okay, cool. Give them a big hand. Okay.
Hi, God bless you tonight. And I'm very excited to be here. I've been in youth ministry. Or working with youth ministry, not really being a youth minister, right? But working with the youth ministry for approximately maybe 15 years until the Lord now placed my husband and myself here in San Antonio. And we're just so excited. And anybody have any questions for me or my husband? I won't embarrass my husband.
I do.
Okay, go.
So you've been working in youth ministry for 15 years?
Yes.
So you guys must have started when you're like 5 years old. Because, I mean... okay.
I try.
And we're very excited. And I, actually, if you have any questions, maybe about the Bible or something, I might not have the answer for you, but I can probably look it up for you, and I can probably give you an answer. We have a lot of ideas. We have a lot of things to share. Like I said, we've come from the valley, and actually, maybe one of these days, maybe we can plan a trip to South Padre Island and go and minister out there. I mean. I can hook you up. Hook you up at a condo. Be at the island. You know, it's really nice out there. Yeah. I mean, we know Brownsville. We know South Padre Island, and we can go and minister into Mexico. I mean, I know Mexico Matamoros. So.
I was thinking like hitting the beach.
Oh yeah, we can. That's what our youth group used to do. We used to go and pass out tracts at the beach during spring break. Yeah. But we're very excited, and don't be shy, because I'm going to be coming up to you and asking you questions. So, but I'm very happy to be here and working for the Lord.
Awesome.
Amen. All right, give Jess and Mary a big hand. They're an awesome couple, of awesome people, and I'm excited that they're teaming up with us, and so you'll be seeing a lot more of them. In the weeks, months, and hopefully years to come. Amen? Amen. Awesome. You guys excited that we have them with us?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, here's something I'm going to need everybody to do tonight. Number one, I'm going to need somebody to shut that door back there. Por favor, gracias. Let's see. What... See, that's the kind of response I think Cassandra's looking for when she introduces me. We're in the wrong ministry. We need to be in children's ministry, you know?
We got cool kids in
youth. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to, for tonight's message, you're going to need a partner. And your partner is going to need to be somebody you don't know that well. Okay. So I need some partner-finding music loaded up here, Mixed Master Mike. Sir Mike's a lot. Whatever. Mike Mix-a-Lot. Mike plays stupid sound effects, Mike. Okay, so everybody stand up. Go find yourself a partner that you don't know that well. Introduce yourselves, tell them your name. Make sure everybody needs a partner tonight, okay? Mark, got a partner for you up on the front row. Anybody not have a partner yet? Okay, Andrew and Emmanuel. Oh, no. Samuel's got you. Okay, who's got Andrew? Mark's got Andrew? Okay, everybody got a partner? You have a partner? You don't. Melody needs a partner. Gabriella, does Gabriella have a partner? Everybody got a partner?
Yeah.
Everybody know your partner's name?
Yeah.
Okay, on the count of three, shout out your partner's name. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cassie doesn't have a partner? Okay, well, that's all right. If somebody comes in, you can grab them and say, hey, you're my partner tonight. Okay, great. So who knows what tonight's message is? No, it's not partners. Yeah, you guys are with it. Okay, so let me recap for you real quick. This is going to be part three, the last part of our Back to the Basics thing. Back to the Basics is kind of for you guys who took a vacation, not just from school this summer, but a vacation from God. Uh-oh, what? I know that happens to you guys sometimes. So we're trying to get back to the basics a little bit. We have a theme verse. Anybody know where our theme verse is found? Wrong. Starts with a P.
Psalms.
Nope. Philippians. Philippians 3:13-14 reads, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." What's the goal? What's the goal that God's calling us to? What's the prize? What's Paul straining for? What are you straining for? The goal I'm shooting after, the prize I'm shooting for, is the destiny that God has for me, the goal God has for me, the potential that I have that I can live up to in God. That's what I'm straining for. That's what I'm straining to. We all have a calling in life, right? I shared that with you last couple weeks. Turn to your neighbor, your partner, and tell them you have a destiny. Bless you. You have a calling. Partner, turn to your partner. You have a calling. And to reach that calling, to reach that goal, we have to press on. We have to get back to the basics. And what are the basics? The basics are the foundations. I'm giving you guys three basics that are essential, should be essential to a Christian's lifestyle. Just like there are three primary colors, red, green, and blue, and out of those three colors come all the colors of the rainbow, I believe that there are three essential parts of the believer's lifestyle, and each believer should have some sort of one of these basics, or all three of these basics, living and growing in their life. They're kind of foundations. So what was the first basic? You guys remember? Man, this is tough. Relationship with
God.
Jesus. Relationship with God. And do you remember what I gave you guys 3 points under your relationship with God? 3 ways to keep that relationship strong. Number one was reading your Bible. Reading your Bible. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my... To get to your destiny, it takes a pathway. And the way to find that path and to stay on that path is to use God's word to light the way, right? Who's been reading their Proverbs every day? Who's been reading the Proverbs? Raise your hand, man. Guys, girls, this is exciting. Every day, I've got a confession to make. I was doing great until Monday. I didn't read my proverb on Monday, but I got caught up yesterday. I got caught up. I read 2. So anyway, I'm caught up. Hey, great. Awesome. Anybody else reading your Bible every day but not a proverb? Okay, good. You independent souls out there doing great. Awesome. Point 2. Prayer and worship, right? And a great time to pray. I'm really hoping to get some people out next week at what time? 6 p.m. Who's going to join me? Who will join me next week at 6 p.m. before youth group? Here. And pray. Yes. Got some hands in the air? Yes. Some more hands? Awesome. I saw that half hand. I'll see you at 6:15. All right. Great. Awesome. You guys are good. I'm going to look for you because I have a great memory. And I'm going to chase you down and tackle you if you're not there at 6, right at 6. Okay, let's see. What was the third point? Listening to who? Rush Limbaugh? Listening to me? Listening to God, the voice of the Lord. And I showed you 4 ways that God speaks. Do you remember those 4 ways? His word, through messages, through conviction, and that still small voice, that leading, that prompting of the Lord. What was last week? You guys remember last week? It's basic. It was green, that's right. Being planted. Excelente. If we had drinks to sell, I'd give you a free one. But we don't, so sorry. Being planted in God's house. Now, what does it mean to be planted? To let your roots go down deep. Why do you need to be planted? To grow. I showed you the example of the tree. The big tree. I have a picture of it. Let's go down. Tree, 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 tree. There it is. Big tree, right? Now, for this to not fall over, for this tree to be able to grow and reach its potential, what has to go down? Its roots have to go down into the ground or the soil. And what does the soil and the ground have in it? Nutrients that allow the tree to grow. And I told you guys that the church is like the soil for you guys. And you got to put your roots down. You got to get involved. You got to get involved in ministry. I showed you the example of when if you tried to plant a redwood tree in a flower pot, how tall is it going to grow? Not very tall at all. It's just going to go nowhere. So if you think you're going to grow spiritually without being planted, without letting your roots go down, you're wrong. You're not going to grow. You got to get involved. You got to let your roots go down. And how do you get planted? Lots of different ways. The best way to get planted is to get involved in ministry. And I showed you guys a way to get involved. Hopefully, especially our high school students. We're starting the CGEN recruits again. And I have some more applications here on the front row. I know some of you filled those out last week. More people said, hey, what does this mean? I don't know what this is. What is it? It's a discipleship / ministry training group for high school students. So if you think maybe in some point in your life you'd like to be involved in ministry, this group is for you. If you think some point in your life that you'd like to be involved in church leadership, this group is for you. If you love the Lord with all your heart and you want to serve Him, this group is for you, especially if you're in high school. This is for our high school students. So I have some more applications up here. I hope you take one. I hope you fill it out. And that's what really Destiny Church is all about. That's what the church is about, is seeing you guys reach your full potential. Awesome. Okay, and tonight's basic. Basic number three. Anybody want to take a guess at what tonight's basic might be? Blue, okay. So far we've done relationship with God, right? And then our relationship with the church, okay? Right. And I'm calling tonight's basic outreach. Okay? Now, ask your neighbor, what is outreach? And then tell your neighbor. Partner. Can go down. I'm supposed to go by. Okay, so what is outreach? Can you guys shout out some ideas to me of what you think outreach is?
Reaching out.
Yeah. Dude, it's easy. Outreach is reaching out. What are some ways we can reach out to other people? Community service. Food bank. That's a great one. Praying for people. Excelente. Missions. Going to South Africa like Melody Romo did. Hugging kids that have AIDS. That's what she did. That's outreach. But you don't have to travel halfway around the world to find people who are hurting and needing. You can just look around the room. All right? Let's be honest with each other. We're not all perfect, are we? Some of us in here might actually be struggling with something. Might be hurting a little bit. Right? Can we be a little real? Last week, who came to the rec night? Anybody come to that rec night we did? Yeah, that was kind of fun, right? Last week, I was not having a great week. Let's just put it that way. I wasn't having the best week in the world. And Friday, the day of the rec night, I found out I was going to have to work on Saturday. And like Saturday's my day off. And it's really my only day off. And so I was kind of bummed about that. Anybody ever been bummed before? And I'm just like, Lord, I love you. And I love ministering. And I love my job. But I could use a break. I could use a day off. You know what I'm saying? And so I was kind of upset. And wasn't really enjoying the rec night too much. I'm just kind of like listening to the wrong voices in my head. You guys ever do that? Like, I don't know. I was just kind of discouraged. Anybody ever been discouraged before? Anybody ever listen to those voices that are like, you're never getting anything done, but you're always working your fingers to the bone? And anyway, I was just, huh? What? I was listening to the wrong voices, and they were kind of getting me in this like little funk. You guys ever been in a funk? Yeah, of course you have. And I really was not having fun at the rec night. And I was playing basketball. I was trying to be cool, you know, hey, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know, I'll beat these guys, whatever, you know, because I'm so great. I don't mind that. You know, that kind of encouraged me a little bit, but then I lost my game. And so I just kind of went and sat down. I'm just like, God, man, I hate my life and wish I were dead and all this stuff. And maybe not that extreme, but, you know, whatever. But can you guys identify with me? Can you guys identify with being discouraged? We've been there, right? Stuff, maybe it's not you, but maybe it's your friends that are going through stuff or people around you. And it's just stuff, you know? And if you listen to the wrong voice at the wrong time, you're going to get discouraged. But somebody handed me something at the beginning of the night. And it was this little white slip of paper. And I'm just like, oh, hey, thanks, yeah. And I put it in my pocket, and I'm just like, whatever. And then I went and threw it in the kitchen with all my other junk. And it's like, yeah, okay, great. I don't know what that is, but whatever. And I opened it up later that night, and it was a note of encouragement for me. And It was from Cassandra and Michael Fernandez. They wrote me this note. I'm going to read it for you guys right here live on stage. Unless you guys want to come read it to me. No? Okay.
I'll get on my knees if you want.
You can stay in your chair. Matt, it's okay, here's the note. Matt, just wanted to... I can't read it. It's going to make me cry. Just kidding. Just wanted to thank you for helping us move this past week. And anyway, it's a nice little note. I don't want to get into the gory details because it's a little bit too, you know, whatever. No, it's just a note. And you know what it did? It encouraged me. And so that's tonight's first point. Easiest way in the world to reach out to somebody is to encourage them. Is to just say, hey, you know what? You're doing a great... Let's see. No. This is good. It's a nice note. I'll read it. I'll give you guys an example. We are so grateful for your friendship and partnership in ministry.
Wow.
God is doing a new thing in your life and heart, and it shows. It is a privilege to call you our friend. We look forward to many more years of friendship and helping each other move. Ha ha. I help them move their house from one house to another, all their junk. And Joseph helped us too. It was nice. But you know what? Cassandra and Mike, they really encouraged me by giving me that note. You know, I was kind of down in the dumps. Anybody ever been down in the dumps? And that note really encouraged me. It was some fresh air beneath my wings so I could soar like an eagle over the troubles of life. So encouragement, that's a great way. Turn to your neighbor and your partner, excuse me. Turn to your partner, look at them, and share some sort of encouragement with them right now. Okay, that's enough encouragement for one night. All right, you guys are awesome. Did anybody not get encouraged? Devin, you didn't get encouraged? Okay. Good. Just want to make sure you guys' partners are doing a good job tonight. That's the very first, that's the most basic form of outreach, is just encouraging somebody. You know, looking out, you see somebody with a frown. Hey, man, just want to encourage you. I'm glad you're here tonight. It's a nice shirt you got on. Hey, turn that frown upside down. Let your mouth shine for Jesus, you know? Whatever. I'm sure that's not the encouragement you guys got, but hey, whatever. That's how I like to do it, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so the second form of outreach, can anybody guess? Give you a hint.
Hanging out.
No. It starts with... Huh? Tires? No. Anybody else?
Giving?
No.
Starts with a W. Witnessing. Okay, show of hands. Who in here has ever felt like you're out in the mall, you're at the grocery store, you're in the gym, you're at Las Palapas, you're wherever you are, and you feel this thing inside you that goes,
go tell that person about Jesus.
And you didn't do it. Who in here has ever done that? Okay. What's the deal with that? No. Leave your hands up. I've done it. If you've ever felt impressed to go share Jesus with somebody and you didn't do it, raise your hand. Okay, that's like almost everybody in here, okay? What if we had done that and that person was here tonight? Well, think about that. And how many times have we felt that and not done it? A lot more than once, I would imagine, right? You know, what is it that holds us back? Proverbs 11:30, it's a verse I read last night as I was reading my proverb. Proverbs chapter 11, it goes great with tonight. It says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls." Is there anybody in here who's wise tonight? We need to be sharing our faith. We need to be telling people, hey, you know what? Jesus loves you. Hey, you know what, waitress at Las Palapas? I know you probably work every Sunday, but God has a plan for your life. And maybe you can't come to church, but maybe you can get online and watch Joel Osteen or something. You know what? There's ways we can share Jesus with people. But the first thing we got to do is we just got to open our mouths and let God fill them with what he wants to share. We have a little exercise for you tonight. Micah, did we get those cards cut? Are they here? Are they in this room? Where are those cards at? Bobby, can you help pass these cards out? We're going to have a little exercise tonight. You guys like to exercise?
Sure.
You know I do, of course. Exercising on a weekly basis, monthly basis. I want everybody to take one of these cards. Everybody gets just one. Can somebody else help Bobby pass these out? Micah, can you help Bobby pass these out? Awesome. What are these cards you're getting? I don't know. Yeah, I do. These cards are an easy way for you to share Jesus with people. You know what it is? It's just an invitation to come to church on Wednesday night. All right? We did this before. We had these cards. We gave them to you. Here's our exercise. Everybody have a card? Okay. I want you to take 2 minutes and get with your partner and each partner, one person does it and then the next person do it. I want you to invite that person to youth group next week. You're going to practice on them, okay? You're going to have a little practice drill. I know you guys get out there and you're in the world and you're like, oh, I got this thing burning a hole in my pocket, but I've never done this before and I feel weird. You know what? You're going to practice tonight. So take a couple minutes and share Jesus with the person next to you. This is safe. These people know about tonight. They're already here, okay? You don't have to worry about them rejecting you and worry about, hey, I don't know if they're going to come or not. They're already here, okay? So take a couple minutes and invite the person next to you to church, I guess, or something. Okay, now here's the next exercise. Who's went really well? Bethany, come here, come help me. They said they would come? Okay, now Bethany's going to invite me. I hope you brought your card. Awesome. Now, did everybody agree that they would go to youth group with you?
Yeah.
Most of you? Okay, now some of you are afraid, some of you are thinking like, okay, they said yes, but they're already here and they're Christian. Of course, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I'm going to show you what's going to happen. I'm going to show you what's not going to happen, but I'm going to show you what you're afraid is going to happen, and we'll see just how bad it is. Okay, so Bethany's going to invite me to youth group. I'm just a kid at the movies, all right? What? I'm smoking here because I'm not saved, and, you know, that's what we do all the time. And I'm just trying to go to hell as fast as I can, so that's why I'm smoking. I'm trying to get cancer. Yes, can I help you?
Okay, well,
oh, sorry. That was probably pretty bad. Yes?
I have a way for you not to go to hell. How about that?
You know what? I want to go to hell.
It's not fun. I don't think
it's not fun? You know what? What's your way?
Seijin. It's my youth group. You'll love
your youth group?
Yeah.
Here's what I think about your youth group. I think it's garbage.
Okay.
Now, look at her. Is she still alive?
Yes.
Yeah? Is she dead? Like, what is the worst that could happen? I don't think it could get... The only way it could get worse is if I, like, punched her in the face. Which, if somebody punches you in the face, you call the police, they go to jail, and you could probably sue them, and you'd be better off, all right? Thank you, Bethany. But, I mean, that's not going to happen, okay? Most of the time, people are going to... They're going to be nice. They're going to be like, oh, okay, thank you. Awesome. They're not going to do that. And if they do that, you're going to have an awesome story to go tell everybody. You know what? I invited some guy to youth group, and he tore the car up, and the card, and he spit on it. That would be awesome for you to be able to have that story, you know? Or you could just go through your life living out your daily lives on MySpace or going to the movies and just whatever. Have some excitement, you know? Take a step of faith and get out there and give somebody a card, you know? That's your challenge for this week, okay? Everybody's got this card in their hand, right? Everybody's got a card. I tore one up, but I don't know whose it was. I'm sorry, you have to get another one. I don't want you to come back with this card next week. Your homework assignment is to give this card to somebody. You guys want to be wise, right? If you come back with a card next week, or if you don't give the card out, you're not a wise person. That's the Bible says, if you win souls, you're wise. If you're not trying to be wise, you're not wise, all right? So that's point two, okay? Everybody going to hand their card out this week to somebody?
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know what? What if somebody actually came? What would that be like? I don't know. What if people like came to church and started getting saved? That would be nuts, wouldn't it? We'd have to figure out something to do with them. Okay. You know, we got to share our faith. We got to get out there. We got to let God work through us. He's trying to work through us, but we're not letting him because we're not going and sharing his love with people when he prompts us to. And almost everybody in this room raised their hand when they said that God had prompted them to go share him with somebody else, and they hadn't done it. So hopefully this week we're going to do it, all right? Okay. Third way we can have some outreach is... through community outreach, okay? And that is what we're doing at the food bank, right? We're getting out in the community. We're helping. We're getting our hands dirty. We're going to make some PB&J lunches. I really don't know what we're going to be doing, but we're going to be making lunches for people. Or not lunches, but like food boxes. And they're going to take them to people who don't have food. And they're going to eat them, and they're going to have a dinner Saturday night because we're going to put them together for them. And the more people we have come do that, the more people who are going to eat on Saturday night that aren't able to eat. This is a great way that we can, this is a practical way that we can just share God's love. You know, we might not be witnessing to people when we put these together. We might have the opportunity, but we might not. But we're going to, you know, make a difference in our community for people who don't have anything. And I'm going to read you a passage of scripture from Matthew 25. And I was just going to read the like a portion of this, but I really felt like the Lord wanted me to read this whole thing to you. And it's about 10 verses. And this is a passage. It's a parable that Jesus. And this isn't a parable. This was a prophecy that Jesus gave. And this is actually Jesus speaking. If you look in your Bible, these words are going to be in red. Okay. And so that's why I want to read it in its entirety. But it's a parable. It's not a parable. It's a prophecy. Anyway, it's the sheep and the goats is how this is titled in the Bible. And somebody asked Jesus a question. And this is Jesus' answer, okay? You guys with me?
Yes!
When the Son of Man finally arrives, blazing in beauty and his angels with him, he will take his place on the righteous throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting the sheep on his right and goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Enter, you who are blessed by my Father, take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation." This is the end of the world. Jesus has come back. The rapture has happened, and now he's judging people. And he's putting the sheep or the people who did his Father's work on the right-hand side, and he's putting the goats or the people who didn't do his Father's work on the left-hand side. And to the sheep, he tells them, "Here's why you're getting into heaven. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped by to visit. I was in prison and you came to me." Then those sheep are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you?" Then the king will say, "I'm telling the solemn truth. When you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored or insignificant, that was me. You did it as unto me." And then he will turn to the goats on his left and say, "Get out, worthless goats. You're good for nothing but the fires of hell. And why? Because I was hungry and you gave me no meal. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was homeless and you gave me no bed. I was shivering and you gave me no clothes. I was sick and in prison and you never visited." Then those goats are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or homeless or shivering or sick or in prison and didn't help?" He will answer them, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you failed to do one of these things to someone who is being overlooked or ignored, that was me. You failed to do it as unto me." Then the goats will be herded to their eternal doom, but the sheep to their eternal reward. This is a parable that Jesus is talking about. This is a picture of what's going to happen on Judgment Day. God's going to look at you. He's going to look at our lives, and he's going to say, "What did you do? What did you do to help the people hurting around you? What did you do with all the blessings that I gave you that you could bless other people with? Did you hoard them for yourselves? Did you put them in your bank account so you could collect interest? Or did you give them away? Did you go to the food bank that Saturday and help out? Or did you stay at home and sleep in and play Xbox Live all day? What did you do with the blessings? What have you done with the blessings that I've given you?" That's community outreach. And the third, the fourth point is world missions, which is just taking community outreach, witnessing, and encouragement, and taking it to the other side of the world and doing those things there. That's what we need to be about. And I really want to encourage you guys to support world missions, either by prayer or financially, if you can do it. Not to pat myself on the back or toot my own horn, but I do support missions, and I'm not ashamed to say I do. I support Holy Land Ministries. Who are those people? I'm drawing a blank up here. They're old, and they're in Israel. No. Yeah, Ron and J.J. Armstrong. Yeah. They have a school in Palestine for Muslim kids, a Christian school, right in like the heart and center of darkness. They're being attacked all the time, and they have this school for kids. And for $15 a month, I can pay for this kid to go to school and get an education. I mean, what better investment is there in the world that I could put my money towards? Pizza and a movie on a Friday night? You know, fill my mind with garbage? I want to encourage you guys. Find a story like that that tugs at your heart. When I heard about that, I'm just like, God, I got to support that. I got to pay for a kid to go to school. And they sent me this picture of him and his name, but I didn't probably read the letter as closely as I should, so I don't remember his name. But I'm making an investment not only in my life, not only in the people around me, in my community, but in Israel and in Palestine. I'm paying for somebody to go to school. And that's not because of anything special I'm doing. I'm just listening to God and obeying what he's saying. When God says give, I give, you know, as much as I can. As much as I'd like to, I don't always, but, you know, I try my best. So, you know, we all fail, but whatever. I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is why I should look at my notes. Okay, great. So I want to encourage you guys to support World Missions, okay? Yes, awesome. Okay, and so I want to ask you a question. This is kind of like the basic outreach formula is at the very core. What outreach is encouragement. Okay, we're just trying to encourage people, and then we take that to the next level by witnessing to people, by sharing God's love with them, by sharing what He did for them on the cross. And then community, we community outreach, we're doing it in a broader sense, in a broader way. And then world missions, which we take that formula and that message to the ends of the earth. Okay? Now, question, why don't we do these things? Is this news to anybody in here? Is this like, oh my God, I didn't know I was supposed to be doing this. Oh my God. No, right? And we all know we're supposed to do this, right? Yes, it's a basic, right? Yes. So why don't we do it all the time like we should? I'll take any suggestion, any reason. Why don't you do this? You're lazy? Okay. Well. Selfish, afraid, busy, pride. I kind of thought about myself and my life, and I was thinking about why I don't do this all the time like I know I should. And I think what it boils down to, every single one of those things you shouted out, pride, busy, lazy, selfish, boils down to this one statement. It's because we care more about ourselves than we do other people. And that's just human nature. We look out for ourselves. We're worried about getting hurt. We care more about ourselves than we do other people. This last passage I want to share with you is Matthew 22. It's a couple verses. Jesus was asked, which is the greatest law? And he replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. That's our problem. This is why we don't do this. We don't love other people as much as we care about ourselves. That's normal. That's natural. That's the way humans are. But if we're really walking with God and walking in the Spirit and we're really letting the Lord move and minister through us, we should see that shift, that we care about others just as much as we care about ourselves. We should see that shift of we put others first. That we're not too busy and we're not too selfish and we're not too lazy and we're not worried about being rejected because we are serving God and we're serving the Most High and we're not worried about being rejected anymore. And we're more concerned about what's going to happen on that last day and we're more concerned about not being labeled a goat and being labeled a sheep, right? So God has something for us to do, right? Turn to your neighbor. God has something for you to do tonight. He's got a destiny for you. And the part of our destiny is this third basic is outreach. And we're going to be doing a lot more of this. And I just want to encourage you guys. What was your homework? Hand out the card to somebody. Hand out the card. Lord Jesus, we thank you for, God, just the good news that we have to share with people, the good news that we can take to the community and say, you know what, there's a better way to live. There's a righteous way to live. There's a way to live free from sin and delivered from bondage. We thank you that we have that news, Lord, that we're not living for nothing. Lord, I pray that you would give each of us the understanding that it takes to reach out beyond ourselves, to see the hurting and the needy and the hungry and the poor, and Lord, to feed them and to meet their needs and to clothe them when they're cold. Lord, I pray that you would take, help us to take our eyes off of our own lives and help us to put them on others and see how we can meet their needs, see how we can encourage them and witness to them and share your love with them. Lord, we thank you for doing this in our group. Lord, I pray that you would just expand us into to many more young people, that we can share your gospel and your truth with them. And Jesus' name, amen. Saturday, meet here at 12:15, and we're going to ride over to the food bank. You can get picked up here back at 4:15, okay? And pass that card out, all right? Jesus loves you, and so do we.